some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back. This hour is brought to you by Texas Plant and Soil Lab. It's the company that I recommend to do your soil testing. I was just thinking about a couple of new beds and new projects that we've got going. We'll be getting some soil testing done. Several people have been asking me about how to get started along those lines this week. So that's the answer. Texas Plant and Soil Lab down in Edinburg, Texas. They're ad is on our page, little banner ad. Their telephone number is 956-383-0739, or you can just go to asktheplant.com. We've got a question coming up about iron in well water that we'll talk about a little bit, but any kind of possible contamination, or if you just want a good baseline about the water quality that you have, they do that as well. Also test compost and stem tissue testing and all kinds of things. So keep that name handy for any of your new landscaping projects. We've got a regular guest coming up in a minute, but I want to take Pat in Dallas first because it's related. Hi, Pat. What's going on?
Hello. Oh, I'm just enjoying sitting outside, sipping coffee, and listening to you.
Isn't it wonderful, the weather here? I tell you what, it's hard to beat for August.
It's paradise in my backyard. I just wanted to give you a little feedback on your advertiser, Gecko Hardware.
Okay.
I'm shopping over there Thursday evening. They're open until 8, which is wonderful for those of us who work.
And you bet.
Of course, they've got a wonderful display of the Garrett products. And when I was in there, I kept hearing what I thought was a recording of a rooster. And it was this rich, mellow sound. He didn't have a typical rooster crow. I made my way to the back of the store, and here was George, their rooster, in a cage, and he is delightful. I think they were preparing, they were going to take him outdoors, out someplace to live. And I wanted to comment on two things about that store. First of all, it's just a wonderful place to go. It's not boring. There's always something.
It's fun, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, I love the experience. The customer service was outstanding. And there were some wind chimes. There is a wind chime over there that's $800 that is absolutely incredible. You sound like you're next to a cathedral.
Well, it must be good for that price. That's great. Well, I appreciate the report. We've got one of the owners coming up right after you, so thanks for calling, Pat.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm just so glad we've got something like you and Gecko Hardware.
All righty.
Okay, bye.
Thanks again. Call us again, okay? And let's talk to one of the owners of Gecko Hardware. Here is Zach. Good morning, Zach.
Well, good morning, Howard. I think I'm blushing after that last caller.
How about that? That wasn't staged at all. She just happened to call in right at the same time you did.
That's good news. I like to hear that that we're getting along with the neighborhood, you know?
I haven't met George yet. Is he temporary, or what's the deal?
Well, George is a volunteer mascot right now. We got him in. Some folks got some a clutch of chicks, and one of them ended up being a rooster. So he couldn't live in the backyard. They wanted to stay legal, and so we've got him for now, and he's a big hit. People love George.
Well, that's good. What else is going on there?
Well, we're open. I'm excited that we're a steel equipment dealer now. So, you know, that I've used them all my life, and I'm very excited about that.
I am too.
It's nice to have the best, you know.
You know how I feel about it. I was delighted that I heard that you were going to do that. They're just simply the best. Do you have the lithium battery equipment there, or just the gasoline stuff now?
Oh, well, we have both.
Okay,
we have
good.
Both. I've got the whole line, and it's amazing the new faces that have come into the store just for the steel.
Oh, it's different than any. It's so much better than anybody else's products on the market. It's incredible.
It is incredible. So, well, what's new with you?
Well, you know, one of the things, just one more quick thing about the steel. I've got the blower. I've used them all, but I've got the – Judy bought me a blower for Father's Day or birthday or something. And we've got, as you know, too many trees, and some of the trees are oaks around our pool. We've got a cambi oak, and it's aborting right now all the real young acorns. It has been for a while. It does that naturally before it starts keeping some of them and setting them for production. And I go out and just fire that thing and blow off real quickly all that stuff off the deck so fast and so efficiently, it's unreal. It's less noise. It works better than the gasoline-powered stuff. And I hope that hope Steel doesn't get mad about us almost, you know, complaining about their other stuff by bragging about the lithium-powered stuff so much. But
no, it's moving in that direction. I think someday when people recall gas-powered machinery, the kids won't even believe that it exists.
That's,
you know,
probably
it's just
true.
Moving in that direction. There's no doubt about it.
Well, your store, she was right on. Your store's fun. It looks good. It's pretty. You got great, interesting things for kids and for grown-ups alike, and all the organic products that we recommend or appreciate what y'all are doing. I'm glad it's going well for you.
It's going wonderfully. Okay. You need to come see us.
I'll see you soon. There's some stuff I need to buy, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'll see you soon.
All right. Take care, Alan.
Thanks, Zach. That's Zach Montgomery from Gecko Hardware, and they're over in the east part of Dallas at Ferndale Road and Northwest Highway. You can go to their website and check it out there first, but I recommend that you go by and see them if you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Scott in Wilson, Oklahoma is next up. Hey, Scott.
How are you, sir?
Doing well.
I got a water well. I got some new sod in, and we're planting. And but we're on our sprinkler, there's a lot of rust on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of iron in the water. What do I need to do?
Well, you know, one of the many things that the Garrett juice mixture does is it functions as a buffering material for water. And I've recommended it being injected. In fact, some of the commercial growers are actually injecting it into their irrigation system. And you could go that far, but you could also just follow up after you water with your well water that has too much iron or too much whatever it is, and the Garrett juice mixture will help you neutralize that. Some people will, instead of using the whole Garrett juice mixture, will just use a liquid humate, and that'll do pretty much the same thing. It's just that when you use the Garrett juice, there's liquid humate as part of that mixture, and you get the benefit of the vinegar and the molasses and the seaweed and the other things. So it's just these humic materials have tremendous powers in a lot of ways, feeding the plants, the trace minerals, the stimulation of microbial activity, but also there's this buffering power to help balance out the nutrients and the trace minerals that are a little bit out of whack.
There's not too much to really worry about then, Howard.
I don't think so. Scott, I'd send a sample to Texas Plant and Soil Lab and get their technical read on it, and they can give you specific nutrient mixes that you can put in and help balance it out. But it's so easy to use the molasses and the humic materials and seaweeds and all those things to do it for you. That's what I do, as soon as possible, and go ahead and start neutralizing things. Get the reading from them, from their test, on how bad it is, so you have a baseline, and then I'd test the soil and the water both, and then establish a baseline from them, and then you can see what it does over a period of time and see how well it's working. And whether it is working for you, I'm sure it will, but it'd be good to start that way. Texas Plant and Soil Lab is the name of the company.
Do you have a phone number for them?
Yeah, it's 956-383-0739.
I certainly appreciate you, sir.
I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye now.
Let's go to Hugh in Southlake, Texas. Hey, Hugh.
Hey, Howard. long time since I've talked to you. I've been following you for 20 years or even maybe even a little longer.
Well, that's good
you
to hear.
You and Malcolm Beck. How's Mr. Malcolm Beck?
He's doing good. He's still in San Antonio. He's kind of semi-retired, still doing a little bit down there, working in his garden, he and Dale. But they, you know, been a big part of this. You know, he was my original teacher when I started making this change over to organics. I tell you what, sounds like you've got a question there. Can you hang on with me through the break so we won't be rushed?
Yeah, I can. I can very sure.
Okay, I'll be back in a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com.
There's a new version of Garrett Juice coming onto the market. It's Garrett Juice Pro. And if you're a contractor, golf course superintendent, small farm, or growing operation, then these products are designed specifically for you. Green Industries is the manufacturer. It consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There's also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. To learn more or to order, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com.
Crazy water is so good, and it's good for you. It's crazy. Deep underground, Mother Nature infuses crazy water with lots of all-natural minerals, so your body absorbs them naturally. Other mineral waters come from some factory somewhere and add synthetic minerals, also made in some factory somewhere. Well, of course, your body doesn't absorb those very well. If you can't make it out to Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the crazy water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria, combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growin' Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. They do that because that's all we give them, but they really like it. When friends and relatives drop their dogs by to visit, they won't eat their own food if offered the Munster side by side. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are super high quality. A main point for me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of some of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and also some unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so it's your choice. Munster Natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier. All righty, Howard, back with you. And we've got Hugh holding... calling from South Lake, and believe he's still with us. Hey, Hugh.
I am still here.
What can we do?
During that break, you get too many questions going on in my mind.
I understand. What can I do for you?
Howard, I've been here in South Lake 40 years now, and I got clobbered this year at three different events with it, knocking huge limbs, one off of an old, very old blackjack oak, one off of a crummy old, I followed your instructions and planted the dang thing. and I got an elm tree out there, too. I'm sorry.
Chinese pistachio, maybe, or something?
Yeah. No, it was a...
Oh, it's all right. Whatever, it's right.
Yeah. Anyhow, I've lost these big limbs, and this last rainstorm we got through South Lake here, it actually looks like somebody just stepped on this gigantic elm tree I have. It's huge. And it tore some huge limbs off in the crown of the tree.
That's too bad.
I got up there yesterday and cleaned them out. But I have some that are like 18-inch wounds on that tree. And I know I've never treated them because I don't run through the forest trying to treat every limb that falls. But I'm questioning it now. Should I treat that?
Well, I would treat wounds with hydrogen peroxide is the only thing I would use, just right out of the grocery store. You know, just splash it in the area. You might want to clean them up if there's any ripped, jagged edges or anything like that. You know, neaten them up to kind of tidy the wounds up, and then splash hydrogen peroxide. The only other thing that I would do, and you might want to consider it in this case, is mix up a batch of the tree trunk goop and slather it into the wounds, because it'll help them heal quicker. It feeds the plant. A lot of people don't even realize that a tree can be fed through its bark tissue and its twigs. It'll absorb right into the tree, and in a wounded area it absorbs in, and it helps heal the wound quicker. It helps it callus over faster.
Yeah.
And the tree trunk goop is a mixture of three dry materials: natural diatomaceous earth, compost, and soft rock phosphate. And if you don't have soft rock phosphate, you can use fireplace ashes. But soft rock phosphate is better. You mix enough water into it to make a mud, and then you just, you know, kind of a it needs to be thick enough to where you slather it on and it stays there, and it'll kind of plaster over. Heavy rains will wash it off. It'll go into the soil, but that's fine because it's a good fertilizer for the soil, and if you need to, reapply it. But that's the only treatment that I would recommend. It's not a have-to deal. It'll just help the wounds heal up faster. Any kind of black pruning paint or wound dressing like that will slow down the healing. It'll do just the opposite.
Okay, I'm in that game. I can do that. That's easy enough.
Hydrogen peroxide, tree trunk goop.
Okay. Oh, one other thing, if you ever get a chance, I read this little book called Lessons in Nature by your friend, and it was a wonderful read. I think that's the name of Malcolm's book.
That's the first book that he did, Lessons in Nature, and yeah, it's a very good one. It's been on our recommended list for a long time.
Wonderful, wonderful little treat.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Let's go to Ovilla, Texas, talk to Doris. Hi, Doris.
Hi, Howard. I've been taking your advice and making some Garrett juice.
Good.
But I don't have a source of pre-made compost tea I don't have a source of compost tea that I can make. And I had all the other ingredients around the house, so I've been using purchased compost tea from Medina. But I was wondering how long you can use it after you've opened it. I purchased a gallon, and I've been using, you know, about a cup or so, you know, in my mixture. And I was wondering, because I've noticed it developed a little bit of mold on the surface.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's the worst thing that happens. You get a little bit of a scientific experiment going on the surface. Microbes start to grow. You just screen those out, filter them out, throw them in the compost and use it. Buying that kind of compost tea is fine. You can also buy liquid humate and use it instead of compost tea. In fact, there's some debate going on right now that it might even be better in some ways with the overall mixture. The other thing you can do, if you're a coffee drinker, you can use old stale coffee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure can.
Yeah, I have. That's readily available.
No, it functions as the compost tea part of the Garrett juice pretty nicely, and we recommend that especially for people who live in areas where they don't have any retail stores that sell any of the stuff we talk about at all. You can use that and buy the vinegar at the grocery store, and and molasses, and come up with a pretty close to a Garrett juice mixture without having any horticultural products per se in the product at all.
And another question, on my Meyer lemon tree/bush, it's in a big pot, but it seems it's not tree-like at all. It's just like a mass, it's more like a bush, I guess, a mass of leaves, you know, everywhere. It was the one I called on before, and it didn't produce any lemons this season, but it's... Do I need to prune it or anything?
I wouldn't. I'd just leave it bush-like unless it's in the way. Are you finally getting some flowers?
No, not yet.
The Garrett juice mixture will help with that. Nothing helps to set buds better than that mixture. So get it going and give it a good shot.
How often do I put it on?
Oh, if you did it to set buds, do it weekly till you start to see something happening and go from there. If you had something else, let me put you on hold. Got to run. Howard Garrett, back after this.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Egypt's military leader says the army will not stand by silently in the face of violence. He spoke at a gathering of top military commanders and police chiefs today in Cairo following days of unrest that left hundreds dead. The general also said the army has no intention of seizing power, and he called on Islamists to join the political process. Republican lawmakers are split over whether the U.S. should cut off aid to Egypt amid spiraling violence. On CNN today, Senator John McCain renewed his call to curtail aid as the Egyptian military continues to crack down on protesters seeking the return of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. But Representative Peter King of New York said on Fox News Sunday that cutting off aid could reduce U.S. influence over Egypt's interim government, where the military controls access to strategic resources, including the Suez Canal. More details available at srnnews.com.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5348. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348. That's 1-800-936-5348. Call now or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5348. With Sports Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Ubaldo Jimenez carried a no-hit bid into the sixth inning as the Cleveland Indians beat Oakland 7-1 Saturday night. Jimenez didn't allow a hit until Josh Donaldson lined a run-scoring single to shallow center with two outs in the sixth, ending his night after 105 pitches. A five-run second inning off Felix Hernandez propelled Texas to a 15-3 rout of Seattle. The AL West leading Rangers, who won 15 of 18, improved their division lead to a game and a half over Oakland. Miguel Cabrera hit a tie-breaking solo homer in the ninth inning, lifting Central leader Detroit to a 6-5 win over Kansas City. East leader Boston now has a two-game lead over Tampa Bay after the Rays lost to Toronto 6-2, and the Red Sox are beating the Yankees 6-1. Bo Sox shortstop Stephen Drew says it was good to give pitcher John Lackey some offensive support.
You know, he made great pitches today, and you know, he's been doing that for, you know, three or four starts, you know, and we just hadn't to show for it, you know, to help him out. Today we did.
Chicago beat Minnesota 8-5. It was Los Angeles 6, Houston 5 in 10 innings. This is Esser in Sports. Starlin Castro was benched shortly after making a mental mistake that allowed St. Louis to score a run, and the Cardinals went on to defeat the Chicago Cubs 4-0. Already up 1-0, the Cardinals loaded the bases with one out of the fifth. Matt Carpenter lofted a pop-up to short left field, and Castro called off Junior Lake to make the catch. Castro immediately put his head down and hesitated to throw home. John Jay took advantage of the mistake, tagging up and scoring from third. After the game, Castro repeatedly apologized to his teammates and coaching staff.
It's an unbelievable year, you know, especially for me. They never, you know, I feel like really bad, especially with that mistake like today.
Arizona clobbered Pittsburgh 15-5. The Pirates Central lead down to two games over St. Louis. It was Los Angeles 5, Philadelphia nothing. The West leaders have won 42 of 50 games. Washington beat Atlanta 8-7 in 15 innings. It was Milwaukee 2, Cincinnati nothing. San Francisco 6, Miami 4. San Diego 8-2 over the New York Mets. Center League play saw Baltimore double up Colorado 8-4. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Got an open line here if you want to jump on real quick at 866-444-3478. Here's Dell in Waco, Texas. Hey, Dell.
Good morning, sir.
What's going on?
Well, I made the plunge last spring. I went no-till.
Okay.
Fixing to plant my fall garden. I'm going to give another round of yellow squash and some purple whole peas a shot, and I'm going to do lettuce and spinach and beets and kale. So I'm looking at my soil, fixing to pull everything that has got to go. But I'm still going through withdrawal. I mean, I'm hung up on the fact that I need to get some dry molasses and some organic fertilizer and compost and work it in the soil with that tiller. My question is, Do I just go ahead and plant the seeds? I'm doing seeds. I haven't bought any transplants at this point. As soon as I plant my seeds, should I just go ahead and layer some compost and spread some dried molasses and some organic fertilizer on top of that now? Or do I rake it in before I plant the seeds? Or what's the procedure here? I'm new to this.
Well, if you put layers on your beds, and that's what I do in some cases. I think Bob Webster in his place in his ranch down in San Antonio, I think he does a better job of this than I do. But you have to do it in advance. You put it on. You plan for the spring. You put it on in the winter, and you let it lay there for a while. And for the fall planting, you do it earlier. You know. a month or so earlier and let it sit there for a while. The problem with that is that it ties up that bed for that period of time for things that you could be growing. So rather than do 100% no-till, what maybe is a better way to go, and I kind of do this myself, is to stay out of the beds, don't walk in them, because then you really do need to go in and till them. But if you can stay totally out of the beds and walk in the walkways only, when you're ready to plant, you can work in a little compost and a little organic fertilizer in the surface and use a three-prong cultivating tool or a turning fork and just lightly work it into the surface. You follow me? Rather than doing a deep tilling so you're fouling up all the wonderful layers that you've established, you know, going down to about 8 inches from the surface down to about 6 or 8 inches in the ground. So you do kind of a modified version of it, rake it out nice and smoothly, plant your seed or transplant, stay out of the bed, and you have done very little tilling and disturbing those beneficial layers that have been established by being organic for a while.
So I need to run down the hardware store and buy one of those little dirt devil things with all the little spikes on it that you just kind of run over.
Oh, that's okay. What I use, though, is it's a cultivating tool. It's just a three-prong, what would you call it?
Yes, sir.
Instead of a hoe, it's got three teeth on it, and you're just roughing up the soil just a little bit. Then you smooth it out with a hard rake, you know, the prongs, and then turn it upside down and use the smooth part of it, and to get it as smooth as possible for planting small seed and things like that. And you've worked a little bit of the compost into the surface. You can do that, or you can go the route of doing the physical work, planting the seed, and then broadcasting a light application of compost over the little seedlings as they germinate and start to grow. You can do it either way.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm trying to do this. I'm committed to this no-till thing because you got me convinced that there's, like, you know, layers of biological activity, and I'm into it.
Well, it works, but if you have to break down and till or work it pretty deeply with a turning fork, it's not the end of the world at all. It's not going to make a gigantic amount of difference. It's just that the very best thing to do in perfect conditions is to get it prepared once and stay out of there and let the conditions remain in that healthy bed.
Trying to do some purple hull peas or squash. Do you think I can get a crop, or you think that's probably?
I think squash will do fine. The peas might be iffy, but they may do really well. I had more people tell me they had failure, and I saw a little of it myself with green beans and things like that in this spring than ever before. On the other hand, my red lima beans, you know, that I've provided members of some seed starts and everything, this is going crazy. I'm going to have a crop that's going to stagger anything I've ever seen before. It's going to be so good. The okra has been kind of small for it.
They're just like midgets.
It's really strange this year, and I'm hearing it from other people as well. The asparagus was great, and it's kind of flopping and taking over the whole garden. Tomatoes are trying, you know, I've got super fantastic tomatoes, and they're trying to start producing again now, even though they've sprawled all over the place. I haven't done a great job of maintaining my garden all that well this year. So give it a shot. You know, the cost of some seed to try to get some things going for the fall is very minor, and then later on you can plant transplants and the things that like the cooler weather and have kind of a succession of things going on.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Let's go see what Lee's up to in Jensen, Utah. Hi, Lee.
How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, I had a question for you about goat heads.
Okay.
They're starting to spread pretty bad. We've barely had them for the last few years.
Is this a turf area that's pretty good size, Lee, or is this a grazing situation? What are we talking about?
Well, like it's in the grass, and it's all, you know, like most of this area is mostly clay.
Right. Well, the thing about goat heads or grass burrs or crabgrass or any of the noxious weeds, they're for the most part, they're annuals. Some of them are perennial. But to shut them down as far as germinating from seed and growing, all you've got to do is start using organic fertilizers and composts and sugars and Garrett juice and things that stimulate biological activity. That's the key. Stimulating biological activity will be in direct relationship with having humic materials, humic acid that's available. Humic acid in the soil being available is what makes the good plants grow well, is what disturbs and shuts down the weeds, especially the annual weeds or any weed that grows from a seed. So anything you can do with corn gluten meal, with compost, with the liquids that we've been talking about, the Garrett juice mixture, dry molasses, any of those materials will help you with the goat heads.
Oh, okay. And it's more or less, well, that orange oil, it's pretty good stuff too, or?
Well, yeah, if you've got plants that are already there and growing, which you probably do, to spray and kill them, you can use a couple of different things. There are commercial products that are orange oil products. One's called Avenger. You can make your own vinegar mixture from the formula on my website. You can find it on the homepage under guides. There's a fatty acid product. In fact, there's two of them. One is from the Monterey company. It's Monterey Natural Weed Killer or something like that. There's another one called Scythe, like the, you know, the hand tool that you cut weeds with. It's spelled the same way.
Right.
And there's a couple of other products on the market that are natural products. Some people in rural areas will use flamethrowers, these little torches that are designed specifically for weed control. They work very well in some cases also. And then in the springtime, it won't do any good now, but in the springtime you can put out corn gluten meal or beet pulp products, and that helps you with the natural pre-emergence of some of those noxious weeds.
Well, I appreciate it.
That'll get you going. Appreciate you checking in with us.
Yeah, thank you.
One of the things that people, I guess, when they're getting started are the most concerned about are the weeds. Weeds are there. You need to remember in every case, really, with maybe the exception of bindweed. I don't know what good bindweed is, but most all weeds are there for a reason. They're there because the soil isn't quite as good as it should be, and these weeds are trying to throw down deep roots, pull up nutrients, build with the death of the top part of the weed, the organic levels in the soil, thus the biological activity and all that. So anything you can do to speed up that process by using the tools that we talk about here all the time will eliminate the need for those weeds, and they'll slowly fade away. I was talking to somebody the other day who asked me, by the way, there's an open line, 866-444-3478. Somebody was asking me about the wild garlic. And wild garlic and wild onions in the garden are both something that kind of has the good news, bad news story. If it truly is wild onions and or wild garlic, they're edible plants. You got to be really careful about it, though, and we've got information on dirtdoctor.com so you can learn the difference. But there's a plant called crow poison that's very similar that is poisonous. So you need to be very careful with the edible weeds and make sure when you're eating something or using it as a herb that it really is a safe thing to do. But I had some in my backyard. In fact, I had a pretty good crop of wild onions in the back when we bought our place. And I didn't do anything about them. I didn't try to spray them. I didn't try to dig them out. I didn't try to do anything except start the organic program of using compost broadcast on the area and then organic fertilizers over a period of time. And I wasn't even particularly keeping an eye on it, because I don't mind the wild garlic. I kind of like the fragrance, and I like the white flowers and the whole bit. But after doing that for a while, I looked up one day, and they're all gone. I just simply killed them out with kindness is basically what happens. There's also a commercial product out there, and I've talked about it quite a bit, but it really fits into residential weed control and turf grass care. We have used it on commercial projects. In fact, one of the commercial projects in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is ISCAR Metals in Arlington. And they've done a great job. Place looks good, but they had a few issues with some weeds in their turf. And besides using the new Garrett Juice Pro and what is currently still a little bit of an experimental organic fertilizer, they've gotten the weeds really in good control. But the weed control product that is selective, I'll tell you about when I come back. So don't go away. I'll tell you about it right after this.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to asktheplant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's asktheplant.com or call 956-383-0739.
Last summer, mosquitoes carrying West Nile virus struck with a vengeance. Now it is time to protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito donks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they are safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
At Natural Organic Warehouse, you get more than just affordable products for your farm, landscapes, ranch, or home. You also get practical field-based advice on how to best solve problems. That's because we're growers too. It's our advice that sets us apart from other product providers. Get the products and the advice you need by visiting naturalorganicwarehouse.com or call us at 888-998-9669. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com, 888-998-9669. Better, cleaner, sustainable choices.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle. Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard back with you. Don't forget that we have our newsletter, our free newsletter that you can get and join the fun there. Just go to the home page and click on the word newsletter right there on the home page and fill out the little form, and we'll send it to you every week. The one that is coming out right now, we were a little late getting it done, is about some of the different ways you can hear me and or Bob Webster on the radio during the week, no matter when you have time to do it, from podcasts to the live shows and all that sort of thing. And then, like I said, I'm probably going to do this a newsletter about this poison ivy next, if we don't already have one that's about ready to go. I don't remember for sure, but we'll do it sometime really soon. We've just gotten some tremendous response on the website, especially, and the show today, too, as a matter of fact. But looking at the Facebook would be good. I want to put a lot of that and what the recommendations were that came in on the show into a newsletter and kind of do a summary. And I've got a little case of it right now, so it's going to be interesting to see what works the best for me. What I did this morning seems to be working real well because it already seems to be pretty much gone. But can come back and come pop back, and I'm sure I'll get it again because I'm never too smart about how I cover my skin up when I'm around places. But if you haven't seen it yet, go. There's just a tremendous number and a lot of very interesting recommendations on poison ivy on Facebook. The Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor Howard Garrett is where you find that. And then the first hour of the podcast of the show, you missed them, you might want to listen to that. And we might rerun this show at some point, too, because there's so much stuff related to what obviously a lot of people have trouble with, this little plant called poison ivy. Poison oak, probably the same kind of treatments and so forth, same thing would work there. Poison sumac, I've never really seen there be a problem with poison sumac. I'm not sure that it really is even that big a deal. There's, I'm sure, some people who are allergic to it, but it's nothing like poison ivy and poison oak. Right now, we're going to Mansfield, Texas, and talk to Greg. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Howard. I've got a problem with my vegetable garden this year. Normally, I put in the early spring, cow manure, compost, volcano sand, and green sand.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I wasn't able to get cow manure, and so I bought something that said it was compost in cow manure. So that's really the only thing that's different. But everything, with the exception of spinach and onions, was terribly stunted this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tomatoes are about 6 or 8 inches tall. My corn's just a few inches tall. The ears are the size of my thumb.
Well, do you have any of this material still left?
No, I don't.
Okay. Can you get more of it? What's the brand?
I don't recall.
Well, if you can recall, where I'm going with this is anybody's product can be contaminated, but the compost products that use hay are the ones that are the most likely to be contaminated with one of the herbicides that doesn't break down very well. And picloram is one of them. Clopyrrolid is the other. And you can test for it. You could contact Texas Plant and Soil Lab, and they can tell you about a lab, I think, that's in Oregon that tests for those kind of things. I don't think they do that specifically. But the other thing you can do is you can use your soil or some of the compost or whatever the product is that is suspicious. Make a tea with it, just soak it in water, and then plant some raw peanuts in a pot. And grow little peanut plants. They're pretty easy and kind of fun to do, really. And then water those peanut plants with this suspicious tea from the compost or, you know, mulch product that you bought or whatever. If there is a problem with one of those recalcitrant herbicides being still left in the material, even though it was composted, it'll make that little peanut plant fold its leaves up almost instantly when you water with it.
Okay.
And, you know, it's not going to help you about what's happened in the past.
What do I do?
At least you'll know what the deal is. Well, what you do is use the soil detox program that we've come up with, and it's explained in detail in the library, and it's also under guides on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. It's basically kind of a organic program on steroids. You're just doing a little bit more of everything and adding a little bit of orange oil to it and some microbes, and it's real important to have some activated charcoal or a fine textured humate as part of that program, because that'll tie up the toxins while the microbes take a while to break the molecules down completely. It can be straightened out and fixed. It doesn't help you, I know, with a failure in the past, but it sure sounds like that's what you were dealing with.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay, Greg, keep me posted. Good luck next time.
Bye.
Get the fall garden going and do the detox program before you get the new fall crops planted. And it is that time. Everybody start getting some fall things in the ground, and we'll be talking about it more and more. You can jump the gun a little bit. You can plant things over a successional period of time and have a lot of different crops coming on from now right into the middle of the winter, especially those of you in the south and in the milder climates. But anywhere in containers and places where you can protect your plants from frost later on. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I've enjoyed being with you very much. Go to our website, dirtdoctor.com. Enjoy your gardens wherever you are. And, of course, don't forget to feed the birds. I'll see you next time.